A Syrian refugee was in Albany Thursday to take part in a panel discussion entitled Facing the Global Immigration and Refugee Crisis. It was held at the State University of New York's Rockefeller Institute of Government. The event kicks off a celebration of immigrants and cultural diversity throughout the area. Albany is quite familiar with the global refugee crisis. In 2009, New York's capital city became one of dozens of sanctuary cities, towns, and counties across the country that have laid out the welcome mat for those in exile. Initiatives like Family Promise have helped newcomers settle here. Maher Nasser, public information director and a 28-year veteran with the United Nations, was keynote speaker at the Rockefeller Institute gathering.
Last year, the UN counted more than 60 million people displaced, about a third of them refugees, and they are mainly displaced by conflict. 86% of those are in developing countries, in countries that are neighboring those conflicts. 1 million of them have made it into Europe, but the bulk of them are in parts of the world that you don't see often on the screen.
Panelist Sana Mustafa took a train up from Annandale-on-Hudson to participate in the discussion. Now 24 years old, she left her home in Syria on May 1, 2013, for a series of workshops in Lebanon and Egypt on conflict resolution and peace building. During her trip, the young activist was accepted into a 6-week U.S. Middle East Partnership Initiative program at Roger Williams University in Washington, D.C., which began a month after her workshops. Mustafa's family encouraged her to go abroad. She last saw them in Lebanon.
I left my father behind coming here to the U.S., and it's been 985 days since we've heard anything about him. July 2nd, 2013, he was kidnapped by Assad regime forces in Damascus, Syria, and that was it. Literally, that was it. We don't know if he's alive. We don't know where he is. We don't know anything about him. And this is not only my dad. This is the situation of over 70,000 detainees.
Shortly after her arrival in D.C., Sana's mother and two sisters fled to a city in Turkey. They live there now, struggling to get by on her sister's modest wages as an online journalist covering the conflict.
I was left with nothing. I had to stay with nothing. I was not prepared. I was still in shock, you know. I did not have time even to understand what happened. I think I still don't.
After being granted asylum, Sana found an Institute of International Education survey that matched her with Bard College, enabling her to graduate in 2 years instead of four. She hopes one day to be able to return to Syria. But Syria is being severely impacted by climate change. Between 2007 and 2010, on the eve of the revolution, unprecedented drought struck the so-called Fertile Crescent, disrupting agriculture and forcing people to move. In the interest of finding a global solution, the UN has invited world leaders to a first-of-its-kind conclave that will convene in Turkey. Nasser says it will include a plan to be better prepared to prevent crises and conflicts before they occur.
Deal with climate change-induced migration, because that's also another cause for conflict eventually in other parts of the world. The Secretary General of the United Nations is calling for the first ever World Humanitarian Summit. It will take place in Istanbul, 23rd, 24th of May. And that is meant to galvanize and mobilize global support for at least dealing with the current crisis, but also looking beyond that.
Jill Peckinpah, the Albany-based director of the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants, says 70,000 refugees have been resettled nationwide over the last 2 years.
In Albany, we've been resettling at a rate of about 400 the last 2 years. Since 2005, when the USCRI Albany office opened, we've resettled over 3,100 people, so in the last 10 years. And this year, we expect somewhere between 400 and 500 people to be resettled.
As part of ongoing events in conjunction with the A City of Immigrants celebration in Albany, WAMC, Northeast Public Radio, and the Albany Times Union are partnering for a live panel at the Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio, on Thursday, March 24th at 1 p.m. The live broadcast is free and open to the public. For more information, visit WAMC.org. Audio of the question and answer session that followed the Rockefeller Institute panel discussion is also available at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.